Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Stop the Presses. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who's now on location, getting another breaking news story. He will be back to host Friday's show. Today, Robert returns to Stop the Presses to update his experience with the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and the progress he has made since he was on the show several months ago. Is he doing better or not? This is the question, so you don't want to miss today's show. Robert's a truther, a patriot, and he's an excellent marksman, rarely misses his target. And I'm about to bring Robert on, but first, let me review a few points. First off, in my family, I'm the youngest of four, two sisters, and Robert, on the show today, my brother. Second, during the 1980s, Robert came up to North Dallas and saw Davenport Laboratories when I owned and managed it, and we were doing many tests, including the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Third, our father was a medical doctor and a graduate of the class of 1945 in Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. And Robert, you and our siblings follow mainstream medicine, always thought the hair tissue mineral analysis was, you know, fake or pseudoscience. You didn't know much about it. But for 30 years, you said, you know, it was just BS. Fourth, just about 2 years ago, we were talking on the phone, and you were getting a haircut and complaining about being out of energy with foot and back pains, and I said, send me the hair. I'll run a hair tissue mineral analysis. I'll run an HTMA. And you said, sure, why not? The doctors just give me more drugs and nothing's working. I'm really tired of all that, so I'll do your hair analysis. What do I got to lose? I have tried everything else. And that's what you said, and the rest is history. And lastly, these past few years, you've done a complete 180, and you now believe in the HTMA. So that's the way it is as I see it, and I'm going to turn the show over to you, Robert. And please, for our listening audience, tell everybody for what I just said, if it's all true or not true. Just break it all down, and welcome back to the show, Robert.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny. Yes, it's all true, except I've been doing HTMA for 3 years, not 2 years. Time marches on. But frankly, I didn't know what to think when you got your degree in naturopathy and the HTMA. I've never heard of HTMA before, and naturally I was skeptical about it. Mm-hmm. But, I wasn't feeling well, and I just didn't have the old get up and go that I used to have. Now, truth be told, I'm now 69 years old, so I wasn't too surprised about that. But on the other hand, I used to ride hours at a time on bicycle tours and stuff, and you did some of that with me, and that was a lot of fun. But long about 4 years ago, I think it was 4 years ago, let's see. Yeah, about 4 years ago, I went to Texas, got trained, and stayed in a hotel. And unfortunately, I came back with some not very friendly little bugs. There were bed bugs. And
The bed bug episode.
That's right. Yeah, it was terrible. It frankly upended my entire family life. We had to move out of a couple of the rooms, and we bombed them and bombed them and bombed them, and it just didn't kill them. And the bed bugs started migrating into the living room where we were camped out. And so finally, I just isolated that part of the house, and I sprayed it with bed bug spray. Now, it doesn't say really what's in bed bug spray.
Of course.
It just says, like, proprietary chemicals. Well, okay.
It killed the bug.
killed the bugs. Now, that killed the bugs. I found them on the wall. I found them in the baseboard, in the cracks and stuff. So I had the whole room repainted, cleaned the floor, everything. painted the baseboards again. So if there's any of those little suckers hiding in the baseboard, they're still there. Okay. But they're not with us anymore. So I decided, you know, I am feeling kind of gross. And so I talked to you about it and you said, well, why don't you do an HDMA? So I did one and I was the one that was spraying this bed bug spray everywhere and dealing with all the spray and stuff. So I figured, well, you know, maybe there's something going on with that. I don't know. But so I got the test back and my arsenic was way, way up in the toxic level. And you were pointing out, you gave me a very nice report. It goes over all the nutritional elements, the toxic elements, and the additional elements. Plus, it explains why this is important and what the ratios should be. I had no idea that you have certain ratios between the minerals that are in your body. And if they're out of whack, then guess what? This mineral or that mineral or the next mineral that may be critical, like magnesium for your heart, it won't get absorbed. Or like calcium, it'll sit there and run around in your bloodstream. And that definitely is not cool. So I got it back and you said, you know, your arsenic is really, really high. And so you put me on some supplements. He said, and you also said, you know, by the way, this, this, and this are out of whack too. Are you still drinking coffee? I was like, yes, so what?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's right. You said you need to stop drinking coffee because the caffeine in your coffee is preventing your bones and your teeth from uptaking the calcium that you really need. Your bones are like the mineral battery of your body, and your teeth are too. Your body needs something. Now, all this I've learned from you. I'm just spouting this back, okay? Oh, so yeah. You need something. It pulls it out, uses it, and expects to be replenished later. But guess what? I was drinking plenty of beer and plenty of coffee. And so neither of these things are really good for you. I mean, they're nice for a pick-me-up or a feel better in the afternoon or whatever, but they're not really good for me. So after a while, you convinced me to just try it without coffee. And so guess what? My calcium started to come back down. And after I went on, let's see, how many months was it? After
I said, look, just think of it as therapy. So stop the coffee for a little while. Just think of it as your therapy. And you go, okay.
Yeah, you tried to go as easy as possible on me. I know you did. but anyway, I took some of your supplements, the trace elements recommended, and by George, the arsenic came down from the high and critical levels into a normal, more normal reference range.
And yeah, you came down from just way up. I mean, in a hazard range down to the safety range.
Exactly. And so that was pretty cool. It did take about 5 months before I got, I mean, it could have come down earlier, but that's when my next test was, about 5 months later. And I looked at some of the other things in there, and some of these other nutritional elements, they were coming back down into a normal range too. And I found that very interesting because when I looked at some of these supplements, they didn't look just a whole lot different than some of the vitamins that I was taking. But then I noticed there were some critical differences in there, which you pointed out.
Now, yes, those are from the lab, those supplements. Mm-hmm. And that's formulated particularly for your test or whoever does the test. You know, they get their specific group of supplements to take, or you know, it could be a lot or just a few. It just depends on their test.
Yeah, it's according to what's right and what's wrong with their nutritional and toxic elements, as I understand it.
Yep.
So the next time I had a test was 7 months after the second time. The second time was December of 2017, and the third time was July of 2017. Everything was fine. My nutritional elements were coming down nicely. They were getting in good reference range, except for two of them were a little out. And my arsenic and cadmium and lead and mercury, they were all looking pretty good too. So I was real happy about that. And then, unfortunately, I was faced with the possibility, the owner of the house I was renting decided to raise the rent by a couple of $100s. And so I said, well, I think I'll just go ahead and move. Mm-hmm. And so I did, but I didn't understand, or I didn't take precautions when I moved, because I had sprayed a lot of that furniture in the bedrooms with this bed bug spray. And I got this mess all over me because I didn't wear gloves. I didn't even think about it. I was just getting the furniture out and doing all this kind of stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. You just had to move.
Yeah. I just had to move, basically. So before, like 2 months before I had to move, I did another test, and my nutritional elements looked really good except for calcium and magnesium. And my other tests looked really good too. My toxic elements were great. And then I moved. And after I moved, I just went to work and I didn't think about too much of anything. This was in March of 2018, and so I moved in June of 2018, and I didn't think too much about anything. And then you and I got to talking,
I think you told me that you were low on energy or something, and
I told you I was sleeping all the time, and I attributed that to my work because I worked real hard, and so I'd work 5 days a week, but we worked so hard at work that it would take me probably 10 or 12 hours to catch back up. And what you told me at that time was, you know, we need to do another test and see what's going on with you. I said, well, why? And you said, well, I don't know. We'll just have to see. So we did the test, cut some more hair and sent it over. My arsenic was way, way up again. I mean, it was way up, and it kind of surprised me, but then I got thinking about it. Well, of course it's way up. I was handling all that furniture that I sprayed, and I didn't use gloves. Hello. And you were telling me, you said, well, you know, a situation like this is probably occurring. When you have that much arsenic running around in your system, I mean, it was almost off the chart. It was just amazing. It was almost off the chart. This is in November of 2018, and I moved in June of 2018. And you said, you know, your arsenic is very, very elevated. What happened? And I told you, I said, well, I was moving this furniture, and then that's when it dawned on me, okay, it was all this stuff on the furniture. I don't know why they didn't put one of the ingredients in that bug spray as arsenic. I think that would be nice to, you know, kind of alert people, hey, you love using this stuff. But you said the elevated arsenic will make you sleep a lot. I said, well, why is that? And, you know, one more time, you were teaching me about how the body works. Because I didn't know what was happening. You said, well, the cells are not getting enough oxygen because the arsenic is preventing, now correct me if I'm wrong, arsenic is preventing the red blood cells from delivering oxygen to the cell.
It interferes with the hemoglobin production, and in that exchange in the lungs, there's not any exchange. It can't pick up the oxygen because the hemoglobin is so low. Anyway, so if you're not getting enough oxygen, that's the problem. You're gonna sleep.
Yeah, and you're gonna sleep longer because it takes longer to recover from whatever exercise you did. And then you told me something I thought was a real nice tip. You said, oh, by the way, if your arsenic level had been any higher, you could have been sleeping a long time, and then one of these days you just wouldn't wake up.
Yeah, I think I did tell you that.
That's a nice thought, you know. So I took my supplements again and wrote a mental note, do not handle this furniture without gloves. And so what I'm going to do is take it outside, pressure wash it. Then after I pressure wash it, I'm going to tell the people, and I'm just going to sell it and tell them what I did. And, you know, maybe I'll wax it too or something, you know, to try to get most of that stuff off. But I don't want to use it anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I just turned in my hair, and so I'm really anxious to see how the test turns out, because I think it's going to be a whole lot different. I think arsenic's going to be way down again. And the other things be coming into line too, the calcium and magnesium. So I'm real excited about that.
The lab has your hair, and it's in the queue. So I should be getting your test back in a week or so.
Yeah. And I got to thinking about what you told me, you know, about sleeping more and things like that. And my oldest son, he sleeps a lot, just like I used to sleep a lot. But I have trouble getting him to take the pills, the supplement pills, to get over this stuff, to push that out. Because you said the body will push it out if you give it the tools to do so.
Yes.
And the tools to do so are the supplement.
Well, your cells all of a sudden are getting this balance of minerals through the food and the supplements, and that balance kind of gives it a boost. And so then the cells start kicking out any trash, like, you know, heavy metals that they possess. That means all 74 trillion of your cells. So that's how that works, because before you weren't getting a balance, so your cells are you know, working below par or kind of under par, and so, you know, they don't push out and dump the toxins. But when they're back robust and have everything they need, they start pushing out all the toxic chemicals and everything out. That's what they do when they're in balance.
Well, that's good. That's what I want them to do. And I sure feel a lot better, and I sleep normally now. I usually sleep 8.5 hours a night, and that's what I sleep. And I feel good. I've got, you know, plenty of energy, you know, without drinking coffee.
Tell me a little more about how that works. Now, the first week or so is tough, but then after that, you start to notice some improvement without the coffee, because, you know, it's such a mainstay in our society. Most people can't live without it. But
was used to it, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like, you know, our sisters and about everybody else I know. And they just think of it like, I can't live without it. But now, do you feel like you're better off without it now that you quit?
Well, I got to tell you the truth. I like coffee, but on the other hand, you know, you got to do what's the best. You know, so I quit.
Okay, Robert.
Simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we are back. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and we have a short segment here, about 5 minutes. I will bring Robert back on for the second hour of the show, but this five-minute segment, I want to go over a few important points about the difference between naturopathy and mainstream medicine. After all, our father was a medical doctor, and I'm a naturopathic doctor. And so I want to let you know that naturopathy is the closest practice today to ancient Greek medicine, and what I do as a laboratory naturopathic doctor is different and more thorough than most naturopaths, and it's more targeted on the needs of each individual patient. But first, let's look at a few key differences between conventional medical care and naturopathy. I see Ken of Texas calling on. We'll take you just a second, Ken. Let me go over these differences. Again, from the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, here are just six from the long list that they give. Okay, the medical doctor emphasizes the elimination of disease. All right, the naturopathic doctor, or the naturopathic view, emphasizes achieving good health. Okay, so again, number two, the medical doctor or the medical view is to treat the symptoms. The naturopathic view or the naturopathic doctor treats underlying causes. Again, the medical doctor on this next point, the physician should be emotionally neutral and detached. Whereas the naturopathic doctor, the naturopathic view, the physician's caring and empathy are critical to healing. Okay, moving right along. The medical view, the physician's the all-knowing authority. Whereas the naturopathic doctor, in the naturopathic view, the physician is a partner in the healing process. Lastly, the medical doctor, the medical view, the physician is in control of the patient's health decisions. And the naturopathic doctor, the naturopathic view, the patient is in charge of their healthcare decisions and healthcare choices. Very important point. Right now, real quick, I'll take the call from Ken from Texas. 10-1.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Well, how can we help you?
Okay. Hey, breaking news. President Trump just signed into law the forgiveness of federal college debt for disabled veterans.
Very
good. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, I just signed it into law.
Well, we're going to have to see how everything plays out because there's so many things going on. You know, it's like a huge salad bar in the political realm. There's some good, bad, and ugly going on. And, you know, until after 2020, we don't know how it's all going to play out, Ken. And I, you know, we just have to be patient right now. I mean, I'm going to vote for Trump, but, you know, some people may not think he's the right man, but I think he's the right man. And, you know, between now and then, we just have a hard time seeing the forest for the trees.
Hey, I'm going to just let you know. I'm for it.
Well, I appreciate your call, Ken, and I appreciate you listening to the show. And stay tuned for the second half. It's really interesting what Robert has to bring. Thank you, sir. Okay, so we're about to go to our next break, and Robert's coming back on. I appreciate Ken's call. And again, the naturopathic view is different than the medical view. And, you know, in 1992, the medical doctors wanted to take my liver. And so, you know, being a lab guy and a naturopathic guy, I wasn't too keen on that. Because, you know, when you go under and, you know, the anesthesiologist tells you to start counting, you know, 1, 2, 3, before you get to 10, you're out, you're gone. And at that point, the doctor's got complete control over your body. And there have been hard cases when, oh my gosh, I took out the wrong kidney, you know. There have been cases like that. So that was my biggest fear, and I avoided the liver transplant because of some of those fears and precautions that I had, just decided to go it on my own. And I'm glad I did. And that fits right into the naturopathic view. The patient is in charge of their healthcare decisions. So I didn't do the transplant mainly for that reason, because I would lose control. You know, if I'd gotten that liver transplant, I would have been going back and forth, revolving door, the hospital and drugs, wheelchairs and, you know, handicap parking and, you know, on and on it goes. And I didn't want that kind of life. So it's really interesting how our father was a medical doctor and my brother is here and we'll bring him back on. We're about to have the break anytime. And Robert, are you still there?
You bet.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet.
So, you notice the difference between the two?
Oh, there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
I mean, what I find exciting is from, you got me started on this, and so I went a little bit farther, but I realize now that I can be in control of my health, which is huge for me, because
Hold that thought, Robert. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So getthetea.com, that's getthetea.com for super strength tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. Getthetea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hello and welcome back. This is Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and I'm about to bring our guest Robert back on. But first, we've got another caller. His name is Pat, and from Texas, Pat 9. So, Pat, are you there?
Yes, I'm a lady, Pat. They diagnosed me with four heart conditions when I was 32, and the Lord showed me what I could do besides just bear it, and I got on all these vitamins and magnesium because I have mitral valve prolapse, and they're just now discovering how good magnesium is. So you're saving lives out there because that polypharma is killing people. It's killing them.
I'm sure. I'm glad you came on the show, and stay tuned and listen to the second half.
Yeah.
Robert has more to share about his experience. Pat, thank you for your call.
Well, even Dr. Sanjay Gupta is on the internet telling you how good magnesium is, and he discovered it many years too late.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay, now you just heard during the short segment before the break about the difference between naturopathic and medical doctors and, you know, the two different philosophies. And one of the main tenets of a naturopathic doctor is not only to facilitate good health, but also to educate. This is what Hippocrates did. And this enables the patient to be more self-reliant and in control of their bodily functions. Like the last point on the list, the patient is in charge of their healthcare decisions and choices. Robert, many times you ask me what to do about a specific health problem condition, and I would suggest certain foods to eat in a particular way. Like one time I suggested eating fresh pineapple, you know, and also suggested to quit coffee, and we talked about that. And whether you realize it or not, I practice many of the good ancient healing techniques using food. However, in those ancient days, they made many mistakes because they did not have the science of chemistry, and of course, they did not have the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. So, here's the big question. Since you started your first HTMA and been adapting some of the therapies and practices that I've proposed, have you been able to understand more about what's going on with your body, and have you been able to improve the way you feel? And has my hands-on approach as a laboratory naturopathic doctor given you the tools to manage your own health and your family's health care challenges? Again, Robert, you got the floor.
Well, it has. In addition to that, it's given me impetus to go and do some research on my own. I feel like I'm more in control. I know more about what my body is doing than I used to, and it helps me to be able to regulate my own health. So that to me is really, really important. I don't want to feel like, well, I've got to go into the doctor because I've got this problem and I don't understand it. I like to at least have some idea. It's like when you go to the car mechanic, you know, you want to have some idea of what to tell this fellow or this lady. Well, I think it's this, but here are the symptoms. So, you know, you want to give them a good history and stuff like that. But I can do that for myself to a certain degree now. And, I really enjoy that. The doctors and our father included, they were what's called allopathic doctors. They don't spring into action until they see a disease process. Now that's how they were taught. And they also weren't taught very much about nutrition. They might have had one course. And so they discount that. And as a matter of fact, I forget when it was. I don't know if it was the 50s or whatever, but the AMA went on a stomp out naturopathy and homeopathy campaign, and I forget the guy's name that did it.
It was during the 50s, and our dad, his class, I went to his 50-year reunion, and I met a lot of his classmates, and they just, you know, QM was one of his nicknames, you know, at the Tulane. And they said, well, you know, QM, what we always said, you know, drugs and surgery are second, third choice. You counsel the patient. See, that was the old way. And then in the 50s, that all changed because that's what, and they pushed naturopathy more and more out of the way. So anyway, I just wanted to segue into what you're saying that, our dad, you know, the first choice, and if they still didn't, you know, if they had too much cholesterol and they didn't stop eating so many eggs or whatever, and they came back in, then maybe, you know, our dad would prescribe Lipitor the next time, you know, because they're not changing. So, okay, second choice is the drugs. Anyway, so I wanted to throw that in for good measure.
Yeah, you're just treating the symptoms, which if you think about it, it's kind of, okay, that's fine. You're treating the symptoms. It's like you've got gallstones and you have excruciating pain sometimes. Okay, fine. So take out your gallbladder. That's the solution. No, your gallbladder is there for a reason. Your liver collects all this mess, packages it up into these little gallstones and pops it down into the gallbladder. And if you give yourself a break or you do a fast or even a liver cleanse, which you told me about and told me how to do, then you can get rid of these darn gallstones by yourself and help your body cleanse itself. Now, all this I've learned, you know, just talking to you and just listening to you. You don't need a liver transplant usually. You cured yourself, I mean, basically. But like with a liver transplant, the poor patient, Lord knows where the liver comes from. It could come from communist China, where they just grab somebody saying, okay, we need a liver. You're it. And that's it. And they'll take the liver and the heart and the kidneys and everything else. That's a possibility.
Yeah, it is kind of gruesome when you think about where these organs are coming from, and that's a whole nother topic. I don't want to dwell on that.
Right,
but.
Right. I don't either. But the irony about the liver transplant, you know, the promise is, oh, well, you get a liver transplant, then you're going to be fine. Well, you're not going to be fine. You have all these rejection problems, and then you may live a year, maybe a little less, and then you've got it again, and you're going to die. And that's that, because you don't get liver transplant after liver transplant. Look at Steve Jobs. It's a real good example.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a shame. But you talked me into every now and then, you know, fasting. Like, for instance, you know, you pick one day a week, you know, you maybe eat a light breakfast, and in the afternoon, maybe 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, you drink about 4 ounces of magnesium citrate, which is it's a purgative. I mean, it cleans your bowels out. Okay. And then
yeah,
about
8 o'clock, magnesium sulfate. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, but I can get magnesium citrate here. So
oh yeah, that works too.
Citrate. Mm-hmm. And so the magnesium relaxes your muscles. It relaxes your gallbladder. And come about 8 o'clock, you take the second dose and get cleaned out the rest of the way. And then you squeeze a grapefruit and about 3 or 4 ounces of olive oil. And then you chill them, stir it up good, drink it. And about, you know, you immediately go to bed about 10 o'clock. You immediately go to bed, lay on your right side. Okay. And sometimes I can feel something in my right center, the right side of my belly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pushing this, whatever's in there, it's pushing it out. The liver's a filter, and it's pushing all that stuff that the liver has filtered out of your body, in your bloodstream. It's pushing all that stuff out. So the other day, I did one of these, and I was getting, you know, after I cleaned out, you know, the old food and cells and stuff like that, then I was just getting a watery discharge, which was, it looked like lots of brown dust.
Yeah.
I must have got a pint of that stuff.
Yeah, microtoxins and yep. It's really good you did that.
Well, it's amazing, you know, because the last time I went, you know, the next morning, you know, of course you drank 4 more ounces of this magnesium citrate or whatever. And that flushes what you put, you know, what the gallbladder and the liver put into your intestinal tract. It flushes that out so you don't reabsorb it, because you don't want to reabsorb that stuff, because
no.
That's the function of your intestinal system.
This is an old Greek remedy, by the way.
Well, good for them. Well, then I had just a whole bunch of green peas.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't really green peas. They were, what do you call them?
Well, they're like little gall, you know, from the gallbladder, but they're bile, and the bile solidifies into these little nodules or whatever, usually covering up gallstones.
Okay. Yep. And so I had a whole bunch of those. And an interesting thing happened, because the next few days, my thinking was crystal clear. I'm telling you, it was spooky. It was like I was 18 again. It was just crystal clear. It was incredible. So
see, the Greeks say we have to have a balance of the body and the mind, and people don't realize how much the digestive tract affects their mind. And the liver is such a huge part of that digestive system. And what you're doing is you're getting that physical trash out of your liver that would have been there, you know, forever. But
right.
once we do the cleanse on, you know, on occasion every couple of months or whatever, then all of a sudden our liver's dumping the trash, I mean, physically dumping, so it starts to shrink down and get very efficient. And then you have a sense of well-being and an ability to focus. And your cognitive abilities really gone up.
That's true. That's really true. And just to get into a little bit more about the homeopathy stuff, I really was skeptical about hair tissue mineral analysis. Mm-hmm. And I learned more about it. And even National Geographic and some of these archaeological expeditions, they will send some of, like, for instance, the Pharaoh's hair. They will send that in, get that analyzed, and there's all kinds of pretty amazing stuff that have come out of there.
Yes.
As like, well as some of the criminal labs send that off.
And, you know, when I was running Davenport Labs, when I first got there, they had just done something from Iceman, some hair from Iceman. And then later, working with Dave Watts at Trace Elements, we did hair analysis for Korean and Chinese mummies for the History Channel and National Geographic. Mm-hmm. So the forensics are valuable in seeing what ancient man or even modern man has, to do and get good health. And we're lucky today to have this. And the fact that you're seeing the full scope of the hair analysis, I mean, it's the test of choice for the Environmental Protection Agency for heavy metals for different people, whether it's Flint, Michigan, or wherever it is. The HTMA doesn't lie. The hair doesn't lie. So,
well, that's certainly true. And I just wanted to go over a few more things that I've learned from you, being a naturopathic doctor. For instance, one time I had some really severe bruising, and you said, well, let's get some Arnica Montana cream. And it's just an herb, okay? And so I put that on there, and no kidding, I think what it does, it opens up the capillaries and veins and stuff, and gets that swelling out of there, gets the trauma out, and the bruise goes away, and the body can heal it. So there's, that works. And then sometimes if I'll have a little angina or something like that, they have some Arnica Montana pellets, and they're in a little thin bottle, and that eases that up, and it's really cool. And I use, you were telling me about turmeric for inflammatory response, and that works better. You don't have to take, all these other anti-inflammatories. So I like doing that because the other stuff used to mess my stomach up.
Okay, I think we're coming up to our next break, Robert. Let me see. I think I heard the music. Did I hear the music? I always want to make sure I hear the music. In a couple of minutes, we'll have our next break. But just to let you know that the Arnica and the turmeric, those are herbs that the Greeks used. I mean, one of the things that Arnica does is it calms the nerves down. In other words, it helps it breaks the trauma or the severity of the trauma by helping calm down the nerves. Plus, it does open up the circulation, so your swelling goes down. So it has a double action, and you were doing it in a homeopathic dosage because, out of Greek medicine came homeopathy, chiropractic, and naturopathy, and a few others, but those are the main things that people have heard about. And that came out of and that's been practiced for thousands of years. So, ancient wisdom is today's biggest health secret. And so what I'm trying to do, and I'll go over that a little bit on the close, but we're about to close up here on the hour. And so, Robert, I really want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is there any last things you want to say before you go?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. There was this Arnica Montana cream. There was a friend of mine at work. He just hurt his back, and he's a big fellow, and he was pulling a pallet down the way, and he was grimacing, he was white and red in the face. This helped him. Got him back. Okay. Going.
So it worked for him. That's great, Robert. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We got to go to break, and then I'll be back for closing statement.
Such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we are back. This is Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and I want to thank, Robert for coming on the show and sharing his insights about the HCMA. He told it like it was. It turned out much better than I expected, and, you know, this is great because I know he's making progress, and I just had some good results from some other clients, and they're doing really great too. So I'm pretty happy helping people get back on their feet. And I want to thank you, Robert. And just for the record, my hero and mentor is Hippocrates. And he said, a wise man ought to realize that health is his most valuable possession. Remember, when you have your health under your control, you have control over your life. Now, health freedom is our most sacred right. Don't let anyone take it away from you. When you have control over your body, you definitely have control over your life. Okay? What I employ is to educate my patients to help them facilitate healing and introduce results-based therapy supported by laboratory science. The patients I work with and work together with, and maybe second, it just depends, but we heal the digestive tract, and then we balance the minerals in our cells. Food is our medicine, and I use laboratory reports to validate, govern, and pinpoint the direction of diet and therapies going forward, formulating the treatment plan. The roadmap leads the patient out of sickness and into homeostasis. That balance, homeostasis, of the body and mind, that's the final goal of Hippocrates in ancient Greek medicine, is to have a balance of the body and the mind. So one of the things Robert brought on the show is he said he did that liver cleanse, and all of a sudden his thinking was crystal clear. Now his body's doing better because he got rid of the arsenic. So body and mind together, you know, holistic, that's the way of Hippocrates and ancient Greeks. So I want my patients to be in command of their health. When you live a life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. If that is what you want, then call me, Johnny Delirious, Laboratory Naturopathic Doctor, 972-5-7912. Again, that number is 972-825-7912. I'll repeat it one more time, 972-825-7912. And, you know, I'll help you with anything you need, but the whole thing about it is ancient wisdom is today's greatest health secret. And not only have they been trying to push naturopathy out, but they've really hidden and suppressed all the wisdom that has happened during the ancient Greek times and what the Romans wrought. That's how they had the big Renaissance and how everything started flourishing when people became healthy again. Again, they had that clear thinking, and all of a sudden they started doing these beautiful sculptures and beautiful architecture. It was a revival of the old Greek ways. And so, you know, that's kind of what I want to do is, you know, help each and everybody, you know, have control over their lives. And, you know, when you have control over your own body, you know what to do, you have control over your lives. No matter what they do, you have the control. Remember that. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, you have the power right in your hand. Whatever you want. Don't let them take that away.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.